and Vaikunth. So, Puri will not be compared with Navadvip Leela. There is no Sachi Maya to love him. There is no Jagannath Mishra, no brothers, not Lakshmi Siya even there. And you will not remember meeting of Krishna there, only what?
Separation, separation.
And he will feel like Srimati Radhika says, when Uddhav went to Vrindavan, to Nandagaon, and Gopis was feeling so much separation, and Uddhav saw Brahma Gita and all. So we should remember all these things, and then you will have so high class of all these things. And if you are not all doing all these things, not going in this process, then you will be like Bharat, even wretched than Bharat. Bharat has realized in three only births, but there is no chance of you. So try to take some lesson from Bharat Maharaj. Really, Bharat Maharaj was not ordinary soul. He was liberated. Don't think that he was like us. Only to give some teachings to us, he adopted that stage. Like Jai Vijay, he was not any conditioned soul. By the wish of Narayan, by the wish of Krishna, he came to give some lesson to us. And we should. And Chitraketu Maharaj also like this. He was liberated. Don't think that he was like us. So they have come only to give some lesson to us. Teaching. So we should take, we should read when all these things. Oh, very deep feeling should be. Then you may be strong. I have come only to remind you all. What? Back to God? This was the thing you got, Swamiji. No, you? Why you are going in other way? You should come again. I will help you to come to Swamiji. I will not teach, what? Cheat you. Never, never I will not. I have no wish like this. So again, you should be like this. And after that, what became? You remind? You too. Of Bharat, what became? It is also so important. If you are depreciated, how you can reform you? But Maharaj was depreciated from that point. And he became dear. But how he reformed himself? So, if you are somewhat depreciated, then how you can reform you, and again we can come to that point.
So Bharat Maharaj, thinking of the deer at the time of death, he took birth as a deer, and then in that life he became very repentant. Oh, how I have lost the path.
He was so high class of devotee, that is why he regained his senses. But you have not. Do you remember your past birth?
So Bharat Maharaj,
but we are now what, helping you to come in that state, that you were somewhat human and have that stuff. And you have done at that time some good impression. That is why you have had the association of a devotee's exalted life son. Go.
So because Bharat Maharaj had come in the stage of Bhav, in his next birth, he was Jati Smara. That means he could remember his previous life. And so he was repenting for this. And he became very determined and did not make the same mistake again. So even in the body of a deer, he left the association of deers and he went to the ashram of some sages.
Oh, that's where he was at first. Same.
Mm-hmm.
On the bank of Ganges. Gandaki and Ganges mixed.
So he went back to that place where he was doing his sadhana bhajan before, and there he associated with sages, associating with them and hearing Harikatha and remembering Krishna and controlling his senses. He would not try to enjoy very fresh green leaves. He would eat dry leaves only, and in this way, quickly, he passed his life remembering Krishna, and at the end of his life, he took birth in his next life in a Brahmin family.
But you should know also, notice, without association, you cannot go any inch forward. At that time, he has association. In first, when he was Bharat, and he went in that place, chanting, remembering, and also associating with the high class of devotees. But when he became dear, he lost this, but he was remembering. Now he has no love and affection for any dear or anyone. And again he went in that association, and he was hearing. He was understanding because he has past impression. So if you have anyhow fell and you have gone down, again come in good association, very strong association, and they have very powerful injection. We have brought from Vrindavan, from Swamiji. And if needed, we can use that injection. Don't fear for injection. There will be no pain. So be like Bharat. Wow.
So by the power of association, he came in the correct line again, and upon
you can come here. There is place. You can come forward. Oh, you should come more nearer to me. Give some place. Yes, you should please come to me. Oh, you should come more nearer. Oh boy. Oh, you should come forward. Forward. More forward. Now you should sit. Be seated. Oh, be silent. Oh, then you should begin. Oh, be seated. Oh, again.
So, Bharat Maharaj.
Oh, be silent. Here.
Bharat Maharaj took birth in a Brahmin family. And in this lifetime, he was so determined that he would not be distracted by material life, so that he could give all of his time and energy into his sadhana bhajan.
Can you promise like this? For Krishna consciousness?
He knew completely that the sole aim and object of life is to attain transcendental love of God and go back home, back to Godhead. So he didn't want to give any drop of his energy into anything else except for his sadhana and bhajan and realizing the purpose for which he had taken birth. So he took birth in a Brahmin family. And in this life, he acted like a dumb person. So he was given the name Jad. Jad means dumb. He acted like he was deaf and dumb and mad, so that he would not have to engage in any social discourse with anyone. He could get his mind fully in sadhana and bhajan. His father tried to raise him and teach him, okay, first you wake up, then you pass through, and then you have to take bath, then you should chant mantra. But he would wake up, take bath, and then pass
through. He told repeatedly that Om, Om, do, speak Om, Om. But he never told. Never spoke.
His father tried again and again to give him education, but he just behaved like he was quite dumb and mad.
Sometimes like mad, sometimes laughing. What he is telling? Nothing. Always remembering Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
So he had some older brothers, and they thought that he was crazy. So they would not treat him very nicely. When they would have anything to eat, then they would eat everything and just give him the burnt things from the bottom of the pan. But anyway, he was so satisfied. He would take this and be fully satisfied, remembering.
They used to take mango and the bulb, the
skin
was given to him. Oh, very tastefully he used to take. No harm.
So he never had desires to get happiness in this world. Whatever was coming to him very easily, without any endeavor whatsoever, he would accept this as the mercy of Krishna and go on with his sadhana and bhajan. So it happened that one day his brothers told him to take care of some fields, some farming fields at night, that any wild animals would not come there and destroy their agricultural enterprise. So Bharat Maharaj, he was there at night and chanting and remembering. But at that time, one group of dacoits was moving around in that area. So these dacoits, they were worshippers of goddess Kali, Kalima. And they thought that, oh, we are engaged in very nefarious activities, robbing, stealing, and killing. So if we are caught, then we will be killed. But if we can do very nice puja, very nice worship of goddess Kali, then she will protect us and bless us, that all of our stealing and robbing and killing will be so successful and we will not get caught. So they wanted to make a very nice human sacrifice to goddess Kali. So they captured someone and they were taking that person to be sacrificed to goddess Kali. But on the way, he escaped. So they were thinking, what to do? What can we do? We'll have to find another person. So they're looking here and there and they saw Jad Bharat sitting in a field. Seems like a foolish person, a mad person, and they just grabbed him and said, oh, here's a very good person we can offer to Kali. Kali will be so pleased, we'll take him. So Bharat Maharaj, Jad Bharat, he was so absorbed in hearing and chanting. He never cared for his body. He never cared for his safety. He fully depended on Krishna. He was totally surrendered to Krishna. So when they came and they grabbed him to take him with them, then he just went along with them. He did not put up any resistance or any
no fear at all.
And he was not afraid. Who do you think you are? You cannot take me? No. No false ego. Only he was going along with this thinking everything is the arrangement of Krishna.
And also soul is eternal.
So,
no death, no birth.
So the dacoits, they took Jad Bharat and they took him to their hideout, to their lair. And there, they had made an altar, and there was a big deity of goddess Kali. And all the preparations had been made there for a human sacrifice. So they bathed him, and they dressed him nicely, and they anointed his body with fragrances, so he would be very nicely prepared to offer to Kali. And the leader of the dacoits was there, and the high priest, who was going to perform the human sacrifice. And they took him and they brought him to the block where they would cut off his head. And they told him, you please pay your obeisances here. So he was putting down his head like this. And he was not afraid. He
was remembering thought, always Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
He never thought, oh, they will kill me or anything. Or if they will kill me, no harm. If Krishna wants to kill me, then no one can save me. And if Krishna wants to save me, then no one can kill me.
And also, that I am not this body, I am eternal soul. Any weapon, water, air, anyone cannot touch me. He was of this.
The soul cannot be cut by any weapon. It cannot be burnt by fire. It cannot be withered by the wind or moistened by water. It is transcendental.
That sacrificing me or new body I will have anywhere, and again I will chant and remember.
So just at that moment, when the priest was about to cut the head of Jadvara, then Kali, she was there in the form of her deity. And she thought, oh, what is this? Here is a devotee, a very innocent person, a sinless person, and a very great Vaishnava, a devotee of my Lord Krishna. Because Kali is also a devotee of Krishna. And she could not tolerate that this person could be put into any difficulty or suffering for her pleasure. How could this be? She became very angry with the dacoit. And just at that moment, when they're about to cut off his head, then the jit of Kali broke into pieces, and Kali, she actually herself came out from the deity, very, very ferocious, very black, with a long tongue and many, many arms, and accompanied by many, many witches and her female associates. And she took that chopper, which the priest was about to cut off the head of Jadvara, and taking that chopper, she cut off the head of the priest, and then she cut off the head of all the dacoits, one by one, killing them all and cutting off their heads. And along with all of her associates, they were drinking the blood of the dacoits and dancing. Very jubilant.
And they get their heads in fire.
And then there was a sacrificial fire there, and they took the heads and made oblations, Swaha, with the heads of the dacoits.
Swaha. Then she began to pray Bharat Maharaj. What she told?
Then she began to pray to Bharat Maharaj. Oh, you are a great
devotee. Don't cheat me. I know you. You are very high class of devotees to Krishna. Don't cheat me. Don't cheat others. You are cheating all others. And you are doing bhajan, I know. But be very merciful to all and tell them to be devotee of Krishna. Don't cheat them. And then?
Then Jadvara, he left from that place and he was traveling and minding his own business, absorbing his sadhana bhajan. But one king was coming to that area.
Next night.
And the king, being a king, he was sitting on a palanquin, on a chair with handles like this, and some servants, they were carrying him on the palanquin. So the servants thought, we should get any other person to come, any other strong person, and they should help us carry the king. This palanquin is heavy, and we should carry it very nicely for the king. We should employ someone else in this service to help. So the servants of the king, they saw Jadvara. Jadvara was very big and strong and very healthy person. They thought he would just be the right person to help. So they took him and they employed him in this service. Oh, you should carry, take one handle of the palanquin, and you should carry the king very carefully. So Jadvara, he did not protest. He knew, I am the soul. I am not participating in this external reality. I am only the witness of these things. So he was not concerned for this material world. He was only concerned with remembering the lotus feet of his Supreme Lord. So they took him and they made him carry the palanquin. But as he was going along, then he saw on the ground many ants were moving. So because he was a devotee and his heart was so soft, he could not tolerate to give any suffering to others. So seeing the ants, then he was trying to move them away or move in such a way that he would not step on them.
Or to gallop.
So all the people carrying the palanquin, they were stepping in time like this, so the palanquin would not rock. But now Bharat Maharaj, he was walking out of step, and the palanquin began to shake. It became unsteady like this. So then the king, he became angry. Hey, what is going on? You should carry this palanquin very carefully, otherwise I will punish you. The servant said, it is not us. This new person has come and he is making it rock. You tell him he should carry very nicely. So they went along a little bit further. But again, Jadbarat, he was trying to avoid the ant, and the palanquin was rocking. So this time the king, he could not tolerate it. So the king, he stopped. He said, "Stop! You, come here." And he called Jadbarat. He said, "What are you doing? Don't you know who I am? I am the king, and you're my subject. And you should obey me. And if you don't, this will be neglect of duty. I can punish you very severely. Why aren't you carrying the palanquin so nicely? I see that perhaps it's because you are so lean and thin, and you are so very skinny that you cannot carry." He was being very sarcastic, because Jadbarat was very big and strong. "You are so lean and thin, perhaps you've become weak. Or perhaps it's because you've been carrying this palanquin for a very, very long distance, for many days." Again, he was being so sarcastic, because he'd only just come a few minutes on the palanquin carrying party. And this way, he began to chastise Jadbarat like this.
And then he told, "Oh, you should go on."
Then he said, "You should go on." So,
after that,
they were carrying for
again, carrying.
And again, Jadbarat was making everything rock. The palanquin was rocking. So the king, he became very angry. And he said, "Okay, this is it. I will punish you very severely for this abominable behavior." And speaking very, very sarcastic to Jadbarat. Then Jadbarat, in a very humble way, in a very polite way, he spoke to the king. He said, "Actually, what you are saying is true. I am not a skinny person. Why? Because I am not this body. I am not this body at all. I am transcendental. I am the soul. And you have said, I have not carried this palanquin for a long distance. This is also true. Why? Because I am not the doer. Prakrite kriyamanani dunahi karmani sarvasaha ahamkara vimut atma karta amiti manyate. All people in this world, they think I am the doer. But actually, the three modes of nature, sattva, rajas and tamas, they are carrying out everything. But having false ego, having pride, identification with this body out of ignorance, thinking I am young, old, black and white, male and female, English, American, Indian, all of these are false egos and designations of ignorance covering the soul. We think I am doing so many things." So he said, "My dear king, you are correct. I have not been carrying this palanquin a long distance because I am not doing anything. I am transcendental. I am the soul. Also, you are not the king and I am not your subject. Many births we have had. I have been king and you have been subject, and now you are king and I am subject, and we have been in many, many species of life. So we are none of these things." Then the king, actually, he was so pious. He had become angry because, being a king, he was affected by Rajagun, some mode of passion. But he was actually quite pious. And hearing the very strong speaking and transcendental teachings of Jadbarat, his heart was changed. And he became amazed. He could see, actually, this is not a foolish person. This is not a dumb or a mad person. This must be some great sage. And he fell down at the feet of Jadbarat and gave his pranam. And he said, "Who are you? Are you Narad? Are you Kavi, Havi, Antariksha?
Kapil.
Kapil, Prabuddha, Pipalana, Chambu?
I was going to Kapil Maharaj for this solution.
Are you any one of the Navayugendras? It seems that actually you are a great famous rishi, but you are hiding your identity. So please tell me, who are you?" So then, Jadbarat, he said,
he has smiled. And out of mercy, he told that, listen to me, who am I?
He smiled, and out of his causeless mercy upon King Rahugan, he said, "Do you know that once there was a king, very long time ago, his name was Bharat Maharaj, he was the son of Rishabdev?" The king said, "Yes, of course I know. He was such a great king, so famous, so famous.
In my dynasty.
He was in my dynasty, and so famous that this whole world has been named after him, Bharat Varsh. And in his young age of only 50,000 years old, he left home And he went to the forest and did sadhan bhajan to attain the perfection of life. He was such a great and exemplary personality. So then Jagrat said, I am that king, Taj Mahal. So Rahugan, he was amazed. And then the Jad Bharat, he told him his story, how he became attached to the
High class of Guru fell down?
No.
Never.
Any high class Guru?
Never will fall down.
He cannot become in degraded life. His whole life is very exemplary and very extraordinary.
Those who are false ego that I am Guru, but really not Guru, they have fallen, even they are now also in the fallen. Never they have served their Guru Dev and never realized their Guru. Otherwise, how they can fall down? Never. Only cheated others and cheated themselves. This is the thing.
So
we should take all these lessons from all these from these narrations. That is why I have called you to remind all these things. Go on.
So if one wants to enter into the line of bhakti, first thing is one should have Shraddha. Very firm, unflinching conviction in the words of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra.
What he told to Rahugan?
So he described to Rahugan his life story to make his faith. That he could see, how my Gurudev, he is so high and so qualified. Also we see Gop Kumar also, he told us.
Who was his Guru?
His life.
You know?
Gop Kumar.
Bharat Maharaj?
Bharat Maharaj.
His father, Rishabhdev himself. So high class of Gurudev.
So he was very qualified and like Gop Kumar also, he told his life story to the Master Brahman. To make his faith. So the disciple, having complete faith in the words of his guru, he will follow those words and become successful in his on the path of bhakti. So then, the Rahugan,
Bharat Maharaj,
he told to Rahugan, actually, all the happiness and distress of this world, it is only mental. It is a mental concoction. The soul is always transcendental. Nothing can harm him. He cannot suffer. Just like the Rahugan Maharaj, he said, how is it so we feel that we are suffering so much in this world? So Bharat Maharaj, Jad Bharat, he told him, it is exactly like rice. If you take some rice and you put it in water, and then this water is in a clay pot, and you put the clay pot on the fire. So the rice, it will never touch the fire. But from the heat of the fire, from top to bottom, one will have to follow the teachings of the Guru. Become like the dust of his feet. Following with body, with mind.
Hundreds of years with your Gurudev. But not actually following him. How he is doing bhajan? How he is behaving to others? How he is meditating? How he is moved? If you are not realizing all these things, then you are with Gurudev like Khatmal. Khatmal, you know?
Bed bug.
So you should explain.
So,
always taking the blood of you, always associating with you.
This Sadhguru, he's lying in the bed at night, and some bugs are in that bed. So that those bugs, they're having very close association.
You know?
With the few devotees.
You are real understanding this thing?
Yeah. Hmm. So the
bugs are any worm in your head?
Life.
Always taking your blood and associating always with your head. By taking only blood. Or this is not association. Go on.
So the bugs are coming and they are biting. That means only making a disturbance for the guru or pure devotee and taking blood. But they have no idea what is his mood. So this is not association, only to be in the physical proximity of the Guru. But really, Koramore Atmasat, O Gurudev, take me close to your heart, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying. I have no strength and intelligence. Take me close to your heart. Mm-hmm. That means to see how the spiritual master is chanting Harinam and doing bhajan and trying to follow this completely, without any duplicity, in a very simple way. Then it may be called association. Association is sangha. This means samyak rupse gaman. That means completely to follow the spiritual master by body, mind and word and internal mood. This will be called association.
And then Bharat Maharaj, Rahugan becomes satisfied. And Bharat Maharaj after that left his that body and he became transcendental and always serving Krishna. So you should realize all this. Srimad Bhagavat telling so many deep things, you should try to realize all these things. You know, Narada Rishi, who he was? Brahma, and he was creating this world. He created four sons first. Four Kumars, from his mind, Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, and they were like liberated. Brahma told that you should be like me, you should be married, I will make a very beautiful girl and you should be married and you should go on doing this.
Populate the universe.
They told nothing, but they went to forest and began to chant and remember Krishna. He was hopeless now. How to
populate
this world? Again he, from his this throat, he created Narad from his. He was the sound of Krishna light. And when he was created, he told that, ordered that my son, you should populate this world more. I will make so many girls for you to marry. He also refused. I cannot. I will chant and remember Krishna. Then he became so angry. If you are not falling, I will punish you. You should know I am Brahma. Then he refused to do that. I cannot do. I will chant and remember. Then he became angry and told, you are not obeying me, so I will give you punishment. Go at once, be Gandharva. You know Gandharva? What is Gandharva?
The herald angel.
Like a angel, male and female. He told that you should go and be male angel. And very sweet singing and be engaged in worldly things. With thousands of beautiful angels, female angels. Yes, I will follow. And he became like angels, and his nature was done by the course of Brahma. And he was with angels so many years. One day, Brahma ordered him, come with all your wives. I'm going to Pushkar and we will do a very sacrifice, big sacrifice. I want that you should come and you should dance and sing there. He went there, but he was also like Bharat, remembering all these things. There he was dancing and singing with all the Gandharvi. But he was doing so much nonsense things. No shame. He gave sai. And he was doing nonsense something to make angry Brahma. Brahma can tolerate and he gave cause. You should be a son of Shudra in this world, in earth. Then, in third time, he became the son of
Dasi.
And in Srimad Bhagavat it has been given, in third life. And then how he was associated with four Kumars in Chaturmasya Vrat. How he served them? You remember something? So you should stand up. Very well. And he was there.
So, Lord Vishnu appeared in his heart and explained very quick, like a lightning flash, he disappeared. So,
you are now weeping bitterly.
Nag was weeping very bitterly because he had achieved this by his meditation. He achieved this state that's rarely to be achieved, where he actually got darshan of the Lord within the heart. And the Lord appeared so beautifully.
Have you practiced like this, that you have seen your Ishtadev by mantra, Gopal mantra? Who is the Ishtadev of Gopal mantra? Himself Krishna. With Gopi. Kamagayatri, oh, himself Krishna. Gaur mantra, himself Gaur. Gaur chandra. Gaur Gayatri, who is? Himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Have you heard? They have come in your trance or anything? That there is some loop and hole in your practice. Try to reform all these things. Be like Narada. Then Narada began to weep. Oh, where you have gone? I cannot leave. I will die. Then a trance,
an unembodied voice came to Narada and said that I have appeared to you very briefly just to increase your
breathing, doing all these things. And death will come. You can put your feet on the head of death and your transcendental body will come and then you will be liberated and then you will be qualified to go everywhere in Braja, in Vaikuntha, in Golok, in this world, everywhere. And then it becomes. So we should try to follow Narada. You should have faith on all these things. You should have faith on mantra, what your Guru has given. But you are not actually following him, that mantra. Not practicing like that. If you will practice in few days, your East Day will come in your form. And after that, you will give up this body and your body, transcendental body will come. And then you can serve Krishna. But don't be hopeless. Try to attend this situation, this stage. Only I have come to remind you. All these things from Swamiji. You should have a very strong faith in Swamiji, Krishna name and all mantras. Today, Gaur Premanande. You should try to follow and remember all these things. After this, they will have some drama and we can go and we can see. Anyone devotee can be. Oh, you can be. Oh, this is Chandan from Radha Raman. And of Akshay Tritiya. He will be there you should be, and get gone. On the gate. On God, gate. Everything is there. You should go to gate, lower down or here, and you should give gone. Gone. I have taken. But even there. But you should go on the gate and from there. And you can go singing there and just begin. are taken all the time.